Good morning, everybody. It's nice to see so many of you already at a time when it's still a little bit early in the morning. Thank you, Mr. Bornozis, for giving me the opportunity today to address a distinguished audience on a topic which is, of course, at the forefront of what I do on a daily basis. And I hope that it will be a good way to kick it off and spurring the conversations later during the day. So it's a pleasure to be invited to share with you a few remarks and comments on the state of play on the relations between the United States and Cyprus, and also the future prospects. Obviously, the subject's importance cannot be stressed enough, and I think most of you are well aware that President Christodoulidis and the government of the Republic of Cyprus attach a great deal of importance to this particular relationship. And it wouldn't be an exaggeration to say that it's among their daily activities in many different fields and in many different ways. So let me start out by saying that what we have witnessed in the last few years in the relations, the tremendous progress that has been achieved, would not really have been possible or achievable if it wasn't for the fact that in both capitals, both Nicosia and in Washington, D.C., there has been now for some years a very clear determination and commitment to advance this relationship in multiple ways. And it wouldn't be possible to do it if the whole of government approach was not adopted in both capitals, because there are so many different policy fields right now where cooperation is really reaching levels that we have never seen in what we do. So why did we, in both capitals, decide that the time had come after we are now 65 years of relations? Let's say that this has been happening already for 7-8 years. Why did we decide in this recent time span that we should be developing this relationship? Well, let me offer that in the last 15 years, most of you will have witnessed that Cyprus really developed and focused on its neighborhood. Energy, and we have the Minister of Energy sitting right here in front of us, energy was a catalyst, the discovery of all the natural resources in our corner of the world, in the Eastern Mediterranean, necessitated the kind of cooperation between the countries of the region, which would not be, without that cooperation, it would have been impossible to really be able to take advantage of all the wealth that's down at the bottom of the ocean, of the sea. So on that basis, Cyprus developed close strategic partnerships with Israel, with Egypt. Jordan is not part of the whole game in the Eastern Mediterranean exploration for hydrocarbons, but also Jordan became part of the equation. And then Cyprus looked a little bit further afar to the Gulf, which is, we consider it part of the extended neighborhood, and developed very close relations with Saudi Arabia and UAE. And these are countries which traditionally we did not really have that much of an outreach. All these countries share this one characteristic. They share others, but they share one main characteristic, that they are what we call like-minded partners of the United States. So having that type of relationship with the like-minded partners of the United States in our region only made sense that you would actually try to do a similar thing with the United States itself. And the purpose, why? Because to us and to the countries I mentioned, the United States is indispensable in the security and stability of the region. There's just no other way to think of it. So I would say, and this is something that also has been very close to me while I was in the ministry before taking over in the United States, that one portfolio where we have seen a tremendous amount of work that was done in a very short time span has been security and defense. In security and defense, the Republic of Cyprus and the United States had absolutely zero engagement, zero cooperation. If you go back 10 years, it would have been impossible for an ambassador of Cyprus to find an excuse to ask for a meeting, for example, at the Pentagon. Now it's part of the routine, much like we go to the State Department or engage with other stakeholders in the US government. What happened was, I suppose in many different ways, also there was a realization in Washington that Cyprus is about location, location, location. Look at where we are. Look at how turbulent the region is. Look at what the benefits would be also for the United States if it developed this close cooperation with Cyprus in terms of safeguarding conditions of security and stability there. So we started, the president was foreign minister, as all of you know before. The thing that really took off in security and defense was the president coming to Washington as foreign minister back in November of 2018 and signing what we call a statement of intent with the United States. This was November 2018. The statement of intent included a number of policy areas in security and defense at large where we could cooperate. And it didn't remain a dead letter. It contained multiple things that we could actually practically advance. And so many things followed and stemmed from the statement of intent, including something that we're very proud in Cyprus. It's called the Cyclops Training Center in Larnaca, which was established with U.S. funding. The land was provided by the government of Cyprus, but the premises, the infrastructure was provided by the United States. And the purpose was to train officials from both Cyprus and countries like the ones I mentioned before from our region to be able to do trainings in essentially something that is very close to counterterrorism, checking how different cargoes enter ports. So we started very modestly, but developments overtook us, and now the center does incredible work in training. It has trained in the 3 years it has been in operation more than 2,000 people. The U.S. involvement in this is critical, and it continues to be critical as we speak. I should also make mention of the fact that the United States has a very special program called the SPP, the State Partnership Program, which it's a Pentagon program which pairs the National Guards of different states with a different country. And Cyprus has been paired with the National Guard of New Jersey now for the past 3 years. And believe me, the work that's been done at that level is also quite impressive. We had a landmark piece of legislation in 2019 called the East Med Act, which codified all kinds of different cooperation between the Republic of Cyprus and the United States at the bilateral level, but also at the level of what we call the 3+1, which is Greece, Cyprus, United States, plus, Israel, plus one, which is the United States. And that also paved the way for something that has been politically a huge mistake on the part of the United States, successive governments, which was that it imposed an arms embargo against the Republic of Cyprus in 1987. This piece of legislation lifted the embargo. So we are now able, because of also the lifting of the arms embargo, to bring closer our military forces, which do all kinds of joint trainings. So beyond security and defense, I want to make special mention to the strategic dialogue that we established last year between Cyprus and the United States. Strategic dialogue brought together all the different policy areas where we cooperate, including energy, science and technology, people-to-people ties, security and defense, many other different things. It brought it under one umbrella, and these conversations, these structured conversations we will have now every year under that umbrella really speaks volumes about the kind of lens that the United States looks at Cyprus right now as a credible and very reliable partner. We are hoping to get some progress on the issue of the visa waiver program this year. Cyprus is one of the only now two countries in the European Union which is not in the visa waiver program. We're very confident, we're very optimistic that this will happen sometime in the near future. I won't speak about energy cooperation and business and technology because we have two eminent ministers today in panels where they will expand on those themes. So ladies and gentlemen, let me just say by concluding that from our vantage point, the prospects for further progress are limitless. We are looking forward to more and more political engagement with the United States. I can assure you on the part of the President that the commitment is ironclad, that the determination will never waver, and we will continue to do everything we can to make sure that we have this upward trajectory with the United States in the relations, and this is beneficial not only for the peoples of Cyprus and the United States, but it's also very, very beneficial for the good of the whole region of the Eastern Mediterranean, its security and stability. That is the vision of the government and the president. This is what we're working for. And this, by the way, also creates huge opportunities in what the theme of today's forum is, which is economic and business opportunities. Thank you so much.